He doesn't want this recorded.
Hello?
We don't care.
Okay.
It's recorded.
Okay, just a minute. Just a minute.
So begin.
Let me start it off here. Just a second. We'll continue.
Rewrite 40. Okay. Just a second. Something funny here. Not working. What happened? Well, I don't have to make it back up. You know, I don't do this for you. So why wouldn't that work? QuickTime. We're in the QuickTime. Yep. Doesn't say audio recording. Thing broke. Oh, maybe it's because I got... No, nothing to do with that.
I thought I heard it say it's recording.
We started our recording, but we're waiting on Bob to back up.
Yeah, I do a backup. Well, if you're fucking with it, I can't make a backup.
We're not doing anything. We're just fixing to deal with legend.
Okay, so we got to speak.
It might be good, so.
Okay, so here we go. This is rewrite number 40, being recorded on November 9th, copyright 2011, New Grand View Incorporated, all rights reserved. It was starting at 3:44 p.m. Hawaii time. Greetings, Ion.
Good evening.
Evening.
Good evening.
Evening.
Hey. We are here happily. Mm-hmm. And we are about to answer some questions from Steve. You have the floor.
Okay, great. Hello, everyone. I was trying to identify with what Bob disclosed today on the casual show. He said that he had saved the desktop picture of the time frame of which he saved that, and then when he went back, when he'd leave the room or come back, the time would change. So he's identifying with the interaction between the meat sack body and the chip body. Is that correct?
No. He's noticing that there is no time. And the position to notice or know that becomes prolifically significant for Bob, so he can apply what we say or have said or did say into the tactility of what you call the aberrated reality known as experience.
Well, that reminds me of a moment when, about a year ago, I walked into the house after I had shut down the computer. I walk into the house and the computer's queued up to the cash flow show and it starts playing.
Yes.
And I never even touched the computer.
Yes.
So what I'm saying is basically we can have unfettered access to the chip body now.
Well, but you don't. You don't even have it unfettered access without your children's permission. So don't go there.
Face up like that. That's not what I'm talking about.
That's the damn case. So why woo-woo it out? Let's just call it what it is and get on with it.
I have no idea what you're just talking about. My kid's access. What are you talking about? I'm talking about being able to interact with any chip body parameters.
Yeah. And we are too. But yet your vetch in those days was that you didn't even have good access to your computer because your children had more control of it than you.
That's not true. I've had fucking 20 computers. Now, why do you say something like that? I fucking got 10 computers at my office. I got a computer at home. I got a laptop. I got a fucking BlackBerry. I got every fucking device you want to have access to.
All right. Then conductivity shouldn't be an issue, should it?
Well, I'm just trying to confirm and affirm what we're talking about here. So we have unfettered access to any chip body apparatus that we want.
Remember,
to
Steve? Remember a year ago, every time I sent you a mega upload, your computer would crash, and you told me that your kids kept playing on the computer
and
crashing your computer.
Computers, and you got all that stuff, and you have all that input, and yet you couldn't even receive your own sessions. Interesting.
Remember that, Steve? That happened.
Why would you say something like that?
Well, the hard drive crashes. Hard drives crash all the time.
Oh.
These computers aren't perfect.
Oh,
that's what he said to me. You blame me
for crashing your computer three times.
You spent $600 in Russian download, upload, fucking mega upload website. And every time I went to go download an Ion session, it would corrupt my hard drive. My hard drive crashed twice.
So apparently the corruption was the trouble. Got it.
Well, the fucking Russian fucking porn stars over there fucking have right every fucking code there is to crash these hard drives.
Cool.
Okay, so
and Sasha's like, okay, jump in quick, because we love you all.
No, Sasha, I'd like to say, Steve, if you have all these computers, what is Ion saying? What did you mean?
That's fair.
That's the question. Never got answered. He said I didn't have access to my own computers. I have no idea what he's talking about.
What we're saying is, specifically, if you are saying that you already have control of your chip body, then your children shouldn't be involved in the conversation regarding you having access to your chip body. That's what we said.
Are they involved in having your access, Steve?
No. We share the whole
So why are you saying that they're involved or they're
affected?
If
you've got 20 fucking computers, what's their goddamn share?
I never said that.
He doesn't share them, Ion.
No, we share the home computer.
Well.
That wasn't the question.
Oh, okay. What was the question then, baby?
Fuck you.
Don't get all worked up here, Steve. We're just beginning. You got to be tougher than that.
You got to play a game with all this shit, like you got.
Well, we don't know he's playing a game. I'm willing to explore it on both sides. I'm on your side, and you're just falling droop down. I understand
regarding your position. No problem.
Let's find out what the positions are. It's not clear yet, Steve. Not time to get a tantrum yet. I'm on your side to the degree I'm questioning what Ion's saying.
Can I read something?
No, you can't, Sasha. We're dealing with legends.
It applies completely to what Ion's saying.
Well, I don't even know what we've determined yet. How do we know it applies? Steve,
that's what is going on, Steve?
Ion, why are you saying that Steve is controlled by his kids?
No, we didn't say that. He was asking a question about unfettered access to the chip body, and we say that you don't have unfettered access to your computers, so much so that you can't even receive the very thing that you are to receive.
No, you didn't mean that's a long time ago. Right? You didn't cite that.
That's
I brought that up to back
out.
You up a little bit. Look, you say he's controlled by his kids. He's not controlled by his kids. He's got 20 computers. So what are you talking about?
That his children have more control of his chip body than he does.
How is that expressed? How could that be? He's got many computers. He doesn't rely on the kids.
Well.
What do you mean, well? Come on, what are you saying? You're not clear.
That's the point.
What, that you're not clear?
No, that he does not have any control of his chip body. That he's trying to say that he has complete control over.
I never said I had complete control. I said I know it's an anomaly. I wanted to confirm that anomaly. It's similar to Bob's anomaly with freezing the desktop screen and then having the time change when he came back into the room. And I spent a lot of time on the computer because I write reports. And then occasionally I've noticed that the digits or the fonts on the screen change as I'm looking at them. They just start moving around and shit.
They can, and they do, yes.
So what does that mean, exactly? That means that...
Well, not maybe what does it mean. You're wondering if non-physical Ion... Are you having something to do with that, Ion, or is it something else, nothing to do with you?
Well, see, this is like, are you still beating your wife?
No, it isn't. Are you involved or not?
If we say yes...
No, we don't know. You don't know what... We're not going to have any of those judgments. We're mature kids here. So just say what it is.
Then just say no. No.
You're not doing that.
That's right.
Well, why? Because we're mature kids, you're going to say no. What if I say we're immature kids, what would you say?
We'd say absolutely.
Oh, okay. There you got a point there, people. We've got a new pattern here.
Okay, so we have an interaction going on here, but we're not really aware of it, is what you're saying.
Right, that's That's right. Now, that's right. That's the good part. That's
right.
The good part. Now, here's the news. The news is embrace, engage that position. What we mean by embrace and engage that position is if you're noticing an anomaly in your chip body, give that attention, which you have and you're asking about. Perfect. No problem. Now, once you realize the dynamic of that, the shifting within your chip body that you're not cognizantly aware of until you notice it, and that's not the essence or the Asher or the insidious position that you have dominated, then that's the telltale signs that non-physical is taking advantage of the chip body that you apparently are not. Good. Yes,
so you're saying I'm a first grader and I need to be in high school. You're saying I should be above that level or be able to direct
manipulate the body? No. We say when you get to a word you can't pronounce to sound it out. That's what we're saying.
You just said a long sentence there, and these people can't get to hear the recording again. We don't know what your preamble was to the punchline. So, Steve, you know what he just said? Trying to explain something?
He said to sound out the word, I guess.
No, that's just that. The sentence before, the long one, where he mentioned the Escher, which is the seventh ring. When you hear him say Asher, that's the seventh ring, the boomerang in the middle of the angel diagram. But anyways, he made this long thing. Did anybody get what it meant? Did you get what it meant, Sasha?
I'm intrigued that the Asher is the ring that separates the chemical from
frequency.
Frequency, sorry, yeah. So I didn't get what he said completely. So
I know, and I'm asking Ion, restate it so the humans can at least follow a bit of it.
Interesting.
If this was a recording that they could have access to, then maybe they could. You could say, "Oh, listen to the recording," but they're not going to have access to it. So don't say such long sentences off the bat, so because people aren't getting anything from it. And aren't you trying to match a little bit?
Well, up until we began, yes.
No. Just say, what were you saying? What's Steve? What were you saying about his? He's seeing stuff in his computer.
Yes. If you see stuff in your computer and you know what you're seeing since you have control of your chip. Side of your comfortable knowing with your chip.
Karen, did that? I hit my own sound button. Did that knock out anything? I think Karen's on delay. Let's see.
Yeah, Bob, we had dead air for about 60 seconds.
All participants
seconds.
Are now unmuted. All participants
all right,
are now
so went
muted.
Dead air. So I will go back, Bill. Okay.
That level, I'd be able to direct
manipulate the
body?
No. We say when you get to a word you can't pronounce to sound it out. That's what we're saying.
You just said a long sentence there, and these people can't get to hear the recording again. We don't know what your preamble was to the punchline. So, Steve, you know what he just said? Trying to explain something?
He said to sound out the word, I guess.
No, that's just that. The sentence before, the long one, where he mentioned the Escher, which is the seventh ring. When you hear him say Asher, that's the seventh ring, the boomerang in the middle of the angel diagram. But anyways, he made this long thing. Did anybody get what it meant? Did you get what it meant, Sasha?
I'm intrigued that the Asher is the ring that separates the chemical from
frequency.
Frequency, sorry, yeah. So I didn't get what he said completely. So
I know, and I'm asking Ion, restate it so the humans can at least follow a bit of it.
Interesting.
If this was a recording that they could have access to, then maybe they could. You could say, "Oh, listen to the recording," but they're not going to have access to it. So don't say such long sentences off the bat, so because people aren't getting anything from it. And you, aren't you trying to match a little bit?
Well, up until we began, yes.
No. Just say, what were you saying? What's Steve? What were you saying about his? He's seeing stuff in his computer.
Yes. If you see stuff in your computer and you know what you're seeing since you have control of your chip body, no problem. But if you're seeing stuff in your computer that's new or an anomaly or anomalous, oh, fuck, that's too many words. So, Bob, you'll...
No, that's good enough. Then you start saying it's too many... No, anomalous, yeah, we got it. If it's anomalous...
Okay. If that's the case, then pay attention. Period.
That's all you're saying. Yeah.
Notice, comma... the position that's outside of your comfortable knowing with your chip body. And if you're finding, comma, this type of position, when we say position, that means any crazy thing in your chip body computer that you didn't instigate, that 99 and 44 one-hundredths percent of the time. Now, that's us.
Okay, you got that, Steve. So he was there, and that happened a year or so ago when you were running up and down dupes, getting attention for yourself, complaining about everything that was happening, and that you weren't getting enough evidence. You seem to be posting that attitude again this past week. Have you recovered that self? Has the RNA drops worn off?
I've only been using the Renew Cream lately, but I haven't used any drops for about 5 or 6 weeks.
That explains you. How long have you not used the drops, Steve?
5 or 6 weeks, Bob.
Yeah. I mean, it happened to Michael. His herpes came back. Did we discuss that on the show? I think.
Has nothing to do with free ride, Bob, so get on with it.
Hey, Sasha, did I talk about that last week?
Hold on. Let me finish my point here. My point is, now that the technology's here, now that everyone has access...
What is the technology that's here? Describe this new technology that's here.
What I meant was now that it's available to everyone on this world that exists now.
Many are called viewer children.
What's available, Steve? What you said now?
Everybody has a computer now. Everybody has a BlackBerry and or a computer or an iPod or an iPad or
a
laptop.
And a PS-Pod and a P-Pad. Yes,
okay, that's what you mean. That's your context. Now everybody's got the digital. What were you going to say?
So now the merging is occurring now. This is at the precipice of the merge, right? And then we're merging from meat-sack people to body hybrid.
Steve, here's the issue. We don't care if you have 5,000 P-Pad 2s.
Always going off in the fucking round around the fucking circle instead of answering the fucking questions.
I don't know. He hasn't said enough to indicate it. So I object to you saying that he's run off yet. So carry on, Ion.
The number of technologies that are merging has nothing to do with your individual interaction with the chip body.
Well, they weren't fucking here 20 years ago. Everybody didn't have a fucking computer 15 years ago. It was only 8 years ago that everybody now has a computer. So now we're interfacing with chip body fucking technology. And
well, you were better off
like
then than you are now.
What's that?
You were better off then than you are now.
Yeah, it sounds like Ion's definition of chip body is a bit different than the latest technology. Is that true, Ion?
Then you'd have to describe the anthropomorphic ante that's been upped, wouldn't you, Bob?
Right.
Right. So we don't want to go in circles. But the answer to the question is you were better off when you had to pull the dictionary off the shelf and look up the damn word rather than trust what spell check says, which there, E-I-R or E-R-E, is most apropos, wouldn't
you? Yeah, so you're saying the merger of the chip body to human body is not a condition of the veil lifting, thinning the veil, and merging in ascension.
It's another example of how you've created something that is more powerful than you. And that's where our issue is.
I never said
that's
that. That's what my
we
issue
did.
Is.
We did.
You're always fucking putting
we
words
did.
In my mouth. I never said that.
We
said
it.
I have to control my computer.
We said it.
Saying I
we
fucking...
Said.
I'm giving it away my authority to this computer.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Steve, I am saying it. I am
saying
that you don't know it, but that's your condition.
Right. And we'll help if you're interested.
Oh, fuck you. I'm done.
There's no reason to say fuck you. There's a reasonable dialogue going on here. You didn't have to have a tantrum now.
Whatever.
No, fuck it. It's the same thing. You've been doing this for 3,000 hours. You still can't get a straight answer out of him. But
well, maybe that's the message. I understand why you don't get a straight answer, because the process of perception is forever changing.
Exactly. So what was my point? We're changing. We've got a chip body environment that we can interact with, hence by your fucking display today and cash flow about being able to watch the clock move when you left the room and move when you go back in. Let's try to identify with that. He's trying to make it sound like I'm fucking putting this ahead of myself as being submissive to this chip body. That's not what I said at all. I'm saying
is this the way you perform whenever your wife's in the room?
What the fuck does that mean?
Okay. Sorry, Steve. I don't want to distract, but it was just too much of an opportunity to pass it. But
you
okay,
at least you, Bob.
Yeah. That's right. A 1%er. But Steve, this word merging, we got to be careful with that. There's hypnosis merging, and then there's, I don't know, ascension, 144,000 double helix merging. Like, you know what, let's define out what area you're saying, agreeing with, and where Ion's not saying it.
What do you mean by showing that the screen on your computer?
The reason I tell these stories, it's got the longest running anomaly, is I think it's fantastic. I think it's pretty significant that Ion can fuck with my computer.
Oh, you're saying it was Ion that screwed with the computer and it wasn't your intention to interact?
I didn't do it.
Not.
No. Ion said that.
Yeah, fucking Ion. He's going to tell you that you created that. You evoked that, not him.
I know. And then it gets chicken and egg. That's agreed.
No,
but within
that, it was Ion that did that.
No. We're right. That's what we said on payday today. If you was listening, baby, if you was listening, you'd have heard that.
Is that in the recorded part I played or some other thing? What did you say, Ion?
Well, just that anomaly was the position that non-physical has moved into the chip body so completely that if you're not going to engage the chip body, your creation, then we will. That's all we're saying.
Right. And Bart, I haven't had a chance to talk to Bart to get the exact details, but he listened to the mum number 30 where I talked about this. I think he listened to it. He said he's having the same thing the last few days. So he quoted October 26th cash flow. I think it is cash flow that Ion said, we now can be forewarned, we're now going to play in your computers. You said that. That's what I thought this was an example of, Steve. He's in my computer playing with the numbers.
It is.
Ion's in your computer.
Yeah.
And yours too.
Yeah, but you just said you continue to validate that we can control the chip body with our non-physical.
But you're not. That's the point.
What do you mean
you're not controlling it. You're not controlling it.
So I can't.
But you can.
That's what I'm saying. So why not? Why can't you show us how to do that? Why would I not want
to
do that?
It's not our job to show you how to be the marvelous God creator
that
you are.
What the fuck are you doing on the fucking phone right now then, asshole? All you fucking do is fucking ramble on and fucking nobody gets nothing but more questions.
Yeah, that's true. I agree with that objection to that.
Good. So
but I'm still here, Steve. You never know what's going to come next.
Get the Kodak.
You ain't seen nothing yet, Steve. But here's what I say is that your mind verbalizes in English, or whatever culture you are. It's that subverb, that verbalization going on in your mind, what do they call it, subvocal? That is the level of your mind that's causing all kinds of issues with you. And so if Ion move so fast, like a quicksand, and not one word can you rely on, then you get into a nevermind state. So actually, Ion's communicating at a very fast rate, but we're still at the level of hearing English. But he's going to get us to get past hearing English and get the speed of some kind of communication.
Well, the capacity to keep up with your very own creation. That's right. The
so you can't create or you can't. Last year, Bob said you can't create. Now he says you can create through the chip body.
Right. So and now, it gets even better than that. It gets even better than that now. That was then. Now it affects physical as well.
Well, put some fucking digits in my checking account.
You're not worthy.
Oh, okay. Fuck you, neither are you.
We don't require validation.
Yeah, we got to get Steve back on the phone. 3,000 hours
or not.
Really
6,000 hours. And here's the point, Steve. 6,000 hours where I get credit is I stayed with it even though I didn't know what was being said. When I noticed that it wasn't being said.
All you do is talk about McCool and fucking this and McCool.
No,
fucking
I don't talk. We talk about all kinds of things. I talk about McCool on Mondays on Mum.
And you channel him on Mondays, too? That was him coming through IM?
Not coming through. I am allowed it. I don't know how, what you say. But,
what,
yeah, that was that was McLuhan and Corinne talking to us.
Okay.
McLuhan and his wife.
I think McLuhan's full of shit.
Well, so what? Everybody's full of shit. That's a given.
Exactly. So, there
so
you go.
He's
talking about McLuhan again.
Well, as Beefheart took the you know the platonic attitude, no need to get into bullshit to find out what the bull ate. Well, I don't mind getting into the bullshit.
Obviously.
Yeah. Well, if you don't want to get into bullshit, then you know I guess you shouldn't be here.
Well, I'm listening.
Okay. Well, don't complain about the process.
Or complain about the process. We don't mind. We like.
Oh yeah, I forgot. You can do both. Both ends. It's always both ends, Steve.
No. We like playing. We like playing, and if it brings you to a place where you're closer to your place of power, even if it is pointing out that you're getting to that place, and/or the subtle shifts and dynamics that you're embracing, that's a good day to us. That's not a problem.
Hey, Steve. Both ends. I'm the most articulate translator of Ion, but also the one who doesn't understand the least or the most or whatever. And, plus the and factor, I'm here shining anyways. I wish the same for you.
Well, I'm here. I'm listening.
Hey, you got to be talking, too.
But, I mean, all you guys do is the same fucking horseshit. I mean, you guys don't fucking do anything that you say you're going to do.
Well,
where's
that's
the fucking free energy? Where's the fucking dancing on the fucking clouds? Where's the fucking levitation? I mean, do something.
Well, your images of that stuff may be rather limited. Your images of that levitation may be limited. You think you know, you'd recognize it.
Oh.
You
Bob,
think I'd recognize
Bob,
it? What'd you say?
Bob,
yeah, you can't
Bob,
recognize what's
Bob,
happening.
Bob.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Is it going to
be you? Fuck, what the fuck? All you want to do is talk about McLuhan. And yet,
bullshit! I talked about Zappa all day on the
well,
fucking road.
Yeah,
fucking cool talk.
No, don't stop talking about Zappa.
What did you say, Sasha?
Nothing.
She said,
don't stop. No. I'm interested in what you said, Sasha. Not going to bother me. What'd you say?
No, I was thinking that this sounds like the roast that I just listened to yesterday. I was
Yeah, Steve missed the roast. That's what he's been doing on Dupes. He missed the roast. He's been roasting all the way on Dupes. But what did you say about Zappa, Sasha? I want to Santa Claus. I like to know who's naughty and nice.
Time. No. Then I was thinking if I had been the roast.
What did you say, Sasha? Just
let
say
me
what you.
Talk, Bob.
No.
Let
I'm asking you. No. It's not your turn. I want you to repeat what you said that I didn't hear. You said something about Zappa.
I was just thinking about the roast.
Thinking? What did you say, Sasha?
Listen,
come on, just
let
repeat.
Let me finish. If I talk really fast like this, then maybe I'll just get away with it.
Welcome to our world, honey.
Would you please just
like
say what you said? Don't try to cover it up or whatever. Just say the words. Did anybody hear?
I'm not going to. I'm gonna get to the part where it's the zap a bit, but you're just gonna have to wait for a second. I was thinking this felt like both. And then I was thinking, if I had been on the roast, I would have just come around. That Zappa's full of shit. He just rocked. I fucking his music.
And you think there would be someone there who would be insulted by that statement? No.
Well, I don't know. There might be somebody there that would be insulted by that statement.
Yeah, maybe James, but he wouldn't say anything.
Good. Okay, Sasha, read your thing now because it does apply.
Okay, I know.
And
is that
Steve,
okay, though, because it is
Steve,
from...
don't be surprised that we know this in advance. It's okay. Sasha, go ahead and read your thing now.
Okay, this is
and
from
Bob,
my session.
Bob, we'll come right back to where we were. We won't miss a beat. We won't forget. Promise.
Okay, you said in my session, you set a bond. There is a connection. There is conductivity between physical and non-physical.
There
now,
is.
The connection is with us, but it's all contained within you. If you have this conductivity, you have this power, and you don't plug it in, and you don't use it, and then start benefiting from all of this electricity or power that you're surrounding yourself with.
Okay, stop right there. Stop right there. Steve, did you hear those words she said? And do you have any comment, question, or insertion at this moment, right from there? Okay, Sasha, read it again.
Good, because I'd like this to be broken down. You set a bond.
Now, wait. We said you set a bond. So we non-physical told you, Sasha, that you, Sasha, set a bond. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, Bob, you got that?
And would this be the ionic covalent?
No, like what's the definition of bond?
Well,
that's what I was asking.
Well, look it up. What does a bond mean?
Miriam.
Good. Lexicography is a lost art.
Something that binds or restrains.
Binds or restrains. There's more to that, but we like that. So if you, Sasha, create a binding or a restraint, carry on with your sentence.
Can I just say that C is an attractive force that holds together the atoms or groups of atoms in a...
Well, that was the more complete. That was the more complete. But see, the more archaic version is what you were actually getting from the construct of your sentence, that is, while we go around in circles.
Okay.
Yes.
So you set a bond. There is a...
No, don't use bond. Bob didn't know what that means. Use a restraint or a restraint or binding. Use those words so Bob gets it, because otherwise it'll take you all night, dear.
Okay, you set a binding. There's a connection. There is conductivity between physical and non-physical.
You get conductivity, Bob? Bob?
Yes.
You get conductivity?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, between Sasha and non-physical.
Yeah.
Now, is there a question with that sentence any further so far?
No.
Good. Okay, Sasha, carry on.
Sorry, is this where the Asher, where you mentioned the Asher in your previous sentence?
No. The Asher is, remember, the Asher is the separation between what you call the physical or chemical and the bondings, where the emotions are on the outside or maybe the outer kingdom. And the gates all open except for one. Remember at 9 o'clock, that's the one gate that doesn't open?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the Asher obviously is moving. And that's what binds Sue. This is the part that allows an emotion to be but not come into your physical. The Asher's moving and it sort of blocks and embraces the emotions that you'd like to engage for a predicated outcome. So it will, that one gate does not open. Now, we never gave the velocity that the Asher's moving, have we, Sasha?
I don't think so.
Well, we do. We've never said the velocity that the Asher's moving. We said it has 14 of them. Y'all still hadn't figured that out yet, but we said it had 14 degrees of freedom. That's how many degrees of freedom they are. You still haven't figured that out yet, but there's still 14 degrees of freedom, but we didn't say how quickly those 14 degrees of freedom apply. So, fast or slow, quick or agile, it blocks the emotions that you would not want to receive in your physical body. It's why we can, in the example, and that's what this fun interplay with Steve was a good working example of the interplay of just hollering, and we holler and back and forth, and we're cross and engage and embrace. But the whole point is you want it. We want to get you to get it. If you don't, that's fine. We don't mind. We wish you do. We hope for you the best. That is the point. But we're not going to stop creation because you don't. That's the point. So if anything we do that brings you into your place of power, that's a good day. But anything that brings you to a position where you are prove that you're less than or must engage the degrees of separation, just you don't require us. It'll be over soon. Don't worry about it. It's easy as that. No fret. No foul. Now, it's okay to holler. We like hollering. People get things when they get embraced in something. The best hollering matches ever, if you ever get the chance to hear them, would be between us and Bob. I mean, many is the time Carolyn goes and gets the fingertip towels to see if there's going to be blood or not. She's never sure. And that's okay, because that's no problem, because sometimes in that response, you move yourself to the level where maybe you hear something you didn't hear ever before. If you call that circles, it's only because we've had to repeat ourselves so many damn times that you didn't get it already. That's what makes it a circle. But we'll even soften that. It's all right. It's okay. It's no issue.
I say the Steve's problem is that he's waiting for cold fusion, all these markers of some kind of achievement. You're not even impressed with the cold fusion and all that we're doing.
Well, he's got control of the chip body. He can go to the United States Patent Office and just see what's available, couldn't he?
Yeah.
But that's not our job. So, good. So, now, very good. Now, Sasha, continue with your statement. We got the first sentence down. Everybody okay with that?
Pardon me, Sasha, is this the seventh ring that we're talking about?
Thelma was mentioning it, but with this, what I'm reading is from...
She's talking about the Asher baby. She's talking about the Asher ring. Sasha, she's talking about the Asher ring.
That's the seventh
Asher
ring.
It's number...
Seven.
It's the center of the diagram, all those boomerang shapes.
Yeah,
the red one.
Yeah, that's right. So she can have a context for what you're speaking about that we made reference to.
Yeah.
That's all. That's all.
And it's called Asher as A.
Asher.
Asher as in.
But now we say Asher because we're right. Y'all call it Asher as in MC Hammer or MC Escher or some ridiculous crap Bob got up from somewhere.
You know the Trump, the famous painter, MC Escher, E-S-C-E-R?
No, that's MC Hammer. It's Hammer Time.
Yeah, E-S-C-H-E-R or E-S-H-E-R.
Yeah.
Those Trump Leal is what I mean by Escher. Then Ion changed it to Asher, which was one of the tribes or priests and the Levites
that's
or something.
Correct. That in the Levitical order, the Asher is where that came from, darling.
Okay.
And so,
where what came from? That shape?
The
seventh ring?
The interdependent
movement. And now how did they contribute that? What year they came from them? What did they do to create it, to offer
that's
it?
How they sorted the tribes, Bob.
By that boomerang circling?
That's ridiculous.
How did they?
Boomerang circling. What in the hell does
Yeah, whatever you call that, that's your fucking ring. The seventh ring. He's saying that's how they did it. What did they do with the ring? Did they invent it?
They laid it out. That's how the tribes were sorted, Bob.
By having, what is that thing that is laid out?
What is that thing? What is the
1412 gates? You mean like having gates and they come in out of the gates and some gate, one gate's locked? You mean that?
And then it moves to the next, and it moves to the next, and it moves to the next. And
so that's a crowd control factor. That's an image of a crowd control mechanism.
Well, no. Canadians will get it this way. It's a very fancy queue.
Lineup, right. Okay, well, that's never been said before, guys. That's new knowledge. Did you hang around for that, Steve?
Right. And that's why we call it an Asher. He's on mute. He's okay. That's why they call it an Asher.
And did you say they move interdependently? That,
yes.
Together,
yes,
with each other, but they're both moving.
Well, okay. The boys in the old rewrite, they're still working on the 14 degrees of freedom.
Right.
Okay, and when that happens, then there'll be it'll be very laid out clearly, so you get it. And we've already explained it, but they like to play with things, so it's okay. We'd say it's probably easier just let them fiddle with it for a little while till it gets easy, because then it will actually create or like your MRI, Sue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It'll lay out that. You said the word, Bob. You call it a hologram. It creates a hologram once the lotus opens of that diagram to give you a true, accurate, layer-by-layer example of the kingdom, of the temple.
Boy, that's exciting.
It is. It's pretty prolific. It really is. And here's what's funny about it is that they're using number one, and James, can we give that information out, Bob? I guess we have already, haven't we? We can't give that information out. But number one and James are working on the computer details that will be able to open that, to unlock that key, so that the chip body can do something on your behalf. And there's no limitation for what would be shared with you. We're happy.
That was my question from the beginning. That's what I've been talking about from the very beginning of the question. I was asking you the exact same thing right there.
Well, we knew we'd get there.
I never heard you mention the Asher ring or anything in your question.
Well, the crux of the point was you could have the chip buddy do what the fuck you ever wanted to do.
And you can. That's right. But see, and you're right. Now, here's the thing, though. Your point of laying it out, which we knew, it's all right. The point of laying it out is that you have control of the chip body and you can do it. And we say, yes, you can. We agree with you. And you're saying, but I haven't yet. And by saying I haven't yet, then, of course, it sends us up to arms. Well, it's like, well, you know, like you said, your words were perfect. Fuck you, Ioni. We say, absolutely. Fuck us. We're happy with that. We like to fuck.
No,
we really
I was
do.
Asking for affirmation and confirmation that that's what was going on.
That's the point. There should be no affirmation required.
Well, then why? I've only done it a few times, but why can't we just do it at will or do it whenever the intent's there?
Okay. Well, then get your intent right and ask us, and we'll just answer it straight out, if that's the case. No problem. No problem. You got your answer. So good. Okay. Now, once the diagram, the angel diagram, opens, now that's a new part. Now, that's interfolding, meaning when it's like a lotus flower. It'll open when you apply the 14 degrees of freedom. And those 14 degrees of freedom apply to every ring of the diagram. Every ring has 14 independent degrees of freedom. Now, some would say, especially those that are versed in aeronautics, would say there's not 14 degrees of freedom. But we've laid it out and gone through each different one that applies. So that once you apply those amplitudes, and that would be the correct way of saying of an amplitude, just like in an airplane, Sue, it can only go up or down or roll left or right or go backwards or forwards. There's only so many things that a plane can do. But if you apply 14 degrees of freedom, that would be almost more an easy way to get it in your mind is if you were in space without the condition of gravity.
Right.
That would help it maybe have a more free expression of 14 degrees of freedom. Because otherwise we could take 45 minutes trying to explain y'all And that's not serviceable to the context of the conversation,
yeah.
But it's one of the 14 degrees of freedom. Okay.
Okay.
Now, Steve, they're using the chip body to perfect this. And we aren't doing a thing. We laid it out. They're embracing it.
Who's they? You said they are. Who's the they in that?
Number one in James.
Oh, okay. They're using, well, now, knowing what the nouns were, what did you say about them?
They're working on perfecting a visual aspect of the 14 degrees of freedom.
Yeah.
And that's why we were asking. We said it might have been inappropriate to say it was them that were doing it, but they are. And so this is rehab, isn't it, Bob?
Mm. Yes. Okay. No, it's rewrite, not rehab.
Oh,
rewrite.
Sorry. Okay, this is rewrite. Okay.
Second generation.
Okay. So it would be inclusive of the work that's been done with this so far. Okay. Now, the chip body is very handy to help with this. It's not the end-all be-all because the human construct limits the chip body's outcome. And what we were saying before is that we, non-physical, did not create computer land, the cloud, terabytes, gigabytes, ligabytes, none of that. We didn't invent wireless. We didn't invent Wi-Fi. We didn't invent laser printers. We didn't invent any of that crap. Human creators created that, and it is a very recent phenomenon.
Yes, but didn't a lot of that technology come from parallel worlds?
What does that have to do with anything?
Other than the fact that the parallel worlds are now merging through the chip body.
Great, they are, but that's not where the technology came from. There's a lot more technology. Okay, here's an example. Do you know Beta?
Well, it was old school, yeah.
That came from a parallel world, and it didn't make it here. It's all the rage in other worlds. It beat VHS.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see? So it's not a given that just because it came from somewhere else means it trumps what you know now. Humans, gods, perfectly said, they choose to embrace or not embrace. Okay, do you know credit cards? Does everybody know credit cards?
Yeah.
You know the little strip, and you remember, Sue may be the only one. Sue, you know the problem with eel pocketbooks? Eel wallets?
Yes.
If you put your credit cards in an eel wallet, it demagnetizes it.
It did, yeah.
It does. And eel was all the rage.
Yeah.
And you could tell if it was killed in winter or summer by how soft it was.
Oh, okay.
Or men folks preferred them killed in winter because they seemed to be more durable. Women preferred them killed in winter, the seals, because they would be softer. But there's something about that skin and credit cards that would take the magnetism or the ability to swipe your card. Okay?
Yeah.
Well, that technology came from a parallel world as well. But now that world has been obfuscated, and it's now out.
Do you mean the technology of making the eel pocketbooks or
no,
the
magnetic strip on a credit card?
Okay.
Of the magnetic reader, where you could put your card information on the magnetic thing, and then you just swipe it, and it would read it and give an approval, blah, blah, blah. Well, that came from another world as well.
Hmm.
But now that is out of, it's out. It's going out. It'll be gone. You won't even, it'll be a memory. It'll be like where you put your Kitty Wells 8-track. You won't care. You won't remember soon.
Yeah.
And it goes faster. And Steve, the only reason it's going faster is because you all, the human creators, keep amping it up. You keep amping it up. You could slow it down, but you like it more and more and more. Okay. No problem. See? All right. But now, just that is another working example of credit cards. So what we're saying is if you're going to take money checks and you're going to buy stock in a company that's producing credit cards, that's about as fortuitous as owning all of your local whale bone corset manufacturer.
Yeah.
What's going to replace it?
The chip.
We didn't say.
Oh. Isn't that what has replaced it now, is the chip?
Well, be using like smartphone, just
We didn't say.
Will you
but
say?
Now, but we didn't say. We didn't say. But
okay.
Here's why. Because so many are listening to us so precipitously.
Mm-hmm.
See, some don't have the issue. Some take us at literal. And so we can say a word like Googler, and then that's all the news. That's
right.
All the rage.
Yeah.
We could say, like, make a joke on payday about rich people saying that the Occupy Wall Streeters are thanking. They just came by to thank us for the park they're camping in. Now you got debates in Michigan where Newt Gingrich is making it, quote, verbatim.
When you say they hear you, is it like kind of like in the field, like a morphic field? And
no,
then they just
baby.
Tap into it?
They're damn people are listening to payday.
Oh. Literally.
And every other thing they can get good access to because they know this becomes that leading edge.
So are they listening in now?
Of course.
Yeah. Okay.
Of course. So we didn't. So your question was valid and pointed, and we got it. And you were making a suggestion that's valid and viable, but we didn't say.
Mm-hmm.
It could even get faster than that. Don't you realize with your telephones, which are also becoming passé?
Yeah.
Which are also becoming passé, that now they put readers that your smartphone can scan to tell you about that thing.
Yeah.
QR codes?
That's correct. Even those, they sort of, if you look at them, if you could take a magnifying glass or if you had, some have the ability to see it, others don't. But if you'll take a magnifying glass so you can separate those codes, you'll find that every single one of them contains what we have already thoroughly described as the fractal. It's how it reads that information.
Mm.
So the scan now takes on the essence of the fractal. Now, did the fractal come from an...
Hey, Ian, let me just say, the fractal is in the Escher ring in the diagram.
Very good. That's why we brought it. That's why we brought it up.
Yeah, I just want to say, Ian, did you say people are listening now?
Yeah.
They are the alphabet people have access, or they got other kinds of technology to hear this? Are you talking about parallel worlds?
No, honey, the parallel worlds have got it. They're not concerned so much. I mean,
hey, how come these people are listening to us? They didn't pay.
Well, send them a bill, Bob.
Yeah, who are they?
Well, we'll send you their IP address if you'd like. Not a problem.
Yeah, I guess you can do that.
And they will. They don't mind. They think it's priceless. So
how do they get in here? How do they know the number?
FreeConferenceCall.com, Bob, is pretty open. Is a bird pie?
No, it isn't. You got to have the number to get in here. See, this is the kind of thing that drives Steve mad. You won't get specific about this particular situation. You have not given us any information about how these people are listening, and they're not paying, and they're not known to us.
Well, then you could just turn on your chip body or your TV body, and you can hear our words eloquently.
Yeah, that's later. Who's listening now? See, you're going to use the bullshit thing that you can't say the word who? Because they are who's. Hey, Steve, pick up the load. You come in with this. Attack them from the other side.
Wait, Bob, I can just tell you.
Well, this is where they're getting all the new content for the movies.
What the hell did you say? A contest for the movies. What's that sentence mean?
Content. They're getting new content from Ion.
Yeah, Steve, would you help me find out who's listening?
Well, you got the NSA, you got the Homeland Security, you got CIA,
No, you're speculating.
You have every provider for telephone that every one of you individually are using right now that have 100% access to your conversation.
Okay, these are people that run the technology or babysitted. You mean those people?
They would certainly have access, yes.
Yeah, right. Like Homeland Security, they have a box at the telephone, all the telephone communication services. They are in there.
Okay,
I get every call.
Okay, so Ion, you're saying that intelligence of those kind of people are who's listening.
And they have access. And that tears down. It tears down to the, even they have access. So that a Mitt Dam Romney would have access if he needed some fresh fodder.
So why are we making these people pay? Well, you're not involved with that.
They get the gain. Well, no, we can explain that. They get the gain because they own it.
Right.
Mitt and Newt and Herman and...
They just get in trouble, more and more trouble.
They don't know what the hell they're talking about. And see, Steve goes at it. We like that because he'll tear it up and he'll want to get down to the bottom. And he has the right to engage. And we will engage reciprocally, certainly, no problem. And explain it and get to a point that he actually gets happy with it after a bit, if he could ever allow it. And he is always getting better, no problem. He's way better off than he was. He's just having a weird little moment here. But if he'll get back on his drops, it might help or not, but it's okay with us. But it's still good because you have the capacity, the benefit, and the outcome of engaging to such a level where you can get somewhere. Because, see, don't think for one second that non-physical wouldn't have complete access and put the spin on the spin.
Mm.
Mm. You're welcome, President Kane.
Mm. Wow.
So it goes. No problem. Because if you look at it from the construct without a rear view mirror as a full and complete now with a little triangulation, and you don't even have to be very good at that. It's all laid out in your angel chart. Bob's going to go through that if y'all ever will let him to give you much insight regarding it. Then what happens is you start having the clearest way to say it, Steve, for you individually and all of you all, is you have two notions regarding any subject or context. In every conversation, you have a trebler and a plier. Okay? The trebler is what gets you worked up trying to get somewhere. Okay? I know this. I got that. I want it. I'm give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. I want it. I want it. I want it. I want it. Where is it? Where is it? Where is it? Where? When? How? Blah, 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 blah. That's okay. That gets you worked up. That contrast gets you settled into a place where you can apply it as a construct. Just as we answered the question you wanted answered from the beginning, but from where you were coming at it, the war was on. We'll play. We like to play. Making up is great fun. We like to fight. It's all right with us. But then you get your answer, and you go, well, that's what I wanted to start with. Okay, you got it. Good. Now, what this then turns into is the ability or capacity to a plier. Sue.
Yes.
Tell them what a pair of pliers is, darling.
Ooh.
Hey, Ian, what did you say? I've heard this a million times, Trevor. What are you saying a trebler is now? Did you say it in a few words?
We didn't say.
Oh, okay.
Well, we explained it as a trebler is the part that amps it up and makes contrast or makes it loud and like
agitation.
Zappa. Yeah, Frank Zappa would be a trebler, Bob. when you apply it, when you take a little beef art and a little head gravy and you apply it, then there might be even wisdom there. However limited, we get that, it's limited, but at least it's there. And sometimes it's that grinding, no tone, unmelodious blasting that's a trebler that allows you to use your pliers to take the speaker apart so that it doesn't deafen you eternally.
Hmm. Under the trebler, you were saying how, why, where, so it was all
yes,
six
it's
degrees
all those degrees that put you in a rabbit hole that you can't get to. Now, if you like that kind of thing, it's all right, but don't think that Frank Zappa's going to change your life. It may make your life, it may make your day today more intriguing and fun or make you question everything. Well, if that's what that does, so will a good shampoo. You see? No problem as long as you rinse it out. It's okay. Don't leave it in your hair.
Yeah, Zap always said he was a household ammonia cleaner. Agreed. Yeah,
of course. That's very good. And so that's why we've even softened up on Zippity-Doo-Dah lately. Okay. Because he was much more than what was presented. Thank goodness. But even so. Okay.
So
now,
fire is a tool that you use to reduce the contrast of the treble?
No. It's what you use to obfuscate or to increase the torque from a movement that is not available to you instantly. Now, here's an example. You got a screw or a nut on a bolt, and you try to twist it with your fingers. You don't have enough leverage to open it. Or opening a jar. Sometimes they have things you can put on it to give you more torque.
Right.
That'll open the jar. Or you put the pliers on the nut, squeeze it, makes torque, and gives you more force to apply kinetic force or kinetic energy to loosen the otherwise formidable nut on a bolt. So you have a trebler and you have an applier. So with every conversation, as long as the work gets done, Steve, okay, if your transmission's slipping, as long as you get to figure it out and get a new transmission or get the thing, put some grease in there, you've blown a bearing and you replace the bearing, as long as you find out what the outcome that you're trying to get to, the applier is what you use to ease into the new place of knowing. And the new place of knowing that we're talking about here is you as a human creator coming into your place of power. And we're going to stop saying that, too, because this is moving very quickly lately, you've noticed, to the point where you engage your chip body, or your chip body is absolutely going to ruin you, waste you, demise you. That's the benefit of being in the 1%. See, that's the benefit of being in the 1%, because the 99%, some would say they're fucked up. Well, they've never felt fucking what they're fixing to feel, because it can't help but, because the more you all come into your 1%ership, the more you do it. We only said it one damn time on payday, and now they're in fucking parks marching again. We are the 99. We are the 99. We just said it one time. And they're on it like a bad habit. Ever were. You see. So we have to be very limiting with whom we speak and the degree and the level that we speak to get you all, the 1%ers, to that upper tiered level. We want to get you safely to the box seats so that the rest of the crowd can maul each other. We want to get you out of harm's way. And we already own this, and we'll... Well, some of
you... So is that what you mean when you reference the best exit maybe behind you?
Absolutely.
Now, can you explain that again, please, one more time? I've got a notion of what I think it means, but I'm not...
Good.
I mean,
now, hey, you're in luck. You're in luck. This is good. We have a trained, seasoned professional. Hey, Sue.
Yeah.
Sue?
Yeah.
Give us the speech exactly. You know it like you know it. Exactly. Tell us the speech, darling.
I very rarely do announcements. I've heard them a million times.
Well, tell him. He wants to know, baby.
Oh.
Please notice.
Why am I so shy about this?
Well, because you do it all day, every day, and if one of your girls missed one damn word of that, you'd have them thrown off the plane.
You know what it is, Ion? In Air Canada, they only say that the best exit or the closest exit may be behind you only if we have to do it in an emergency briefing.
Well, do an emergency briefing for Steve. He'll appreciate it.
I'd have to go get my cards.
My. Well, okay.
I just did all my exams on this, but I am sorry.
Please notice your seatbelt.
Yes.
Fasten. You adjust it.
Yes.
Please fasten your seatbelt and pull it snugly across
around
the lower part of your waist.
Yes.
In case of a drop of cabin pressure, please notice that the cabin is equipped with onboard O2 concentrators. And if, in the case of a drop in pressure, air mask, oxygen mask, will fall down in front of you. Please be certain that you take and put the yellow mask over your nose and your mouth and pull it securely around your head, put the headband over your head, and there's the bag won't fill completely, but that doesn't mean that oxygen isn't flowing. Mm-hmm. And please know that to put your mask on first, because you may say, no, I have a child, I'll put theirs on first. Well, you may pass out before you have the ability to help them. Mm-hmm. And if you have your mask on and they pass out, you can still put their mask on them. Mm-hmm. So what Air Canada is trying to say there is be a selfish creator and take care of yourself first, and right. then you may be able to help someone else.
Yes.
Okay. Now, please notice the lights in the floor. In case of a power outage, the floor lights will automatically flash green to red. Red is the nearest emergency exit. Right. But just because you're looking forward, please note that indeed the closest emergency exit may indeed be behind you. So to be aware, if you're exactly sitting one seat in front of the wing emergency exit, mm-hmm. you may see the closest exit is the front that you came in on, when indeed one seat behind you is much easier to exit.
Yes.
So to be noticed and aware or cognizant of that position. Mm-hmm. Something
you're
like that.
Good, Ion. You're very good.
Did we miss anything?
You're hired.
Oh, and if we're flying over water, please be aware that your seat cushion also is a
flotation device. Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
And if it is a transatlantic, then they have the life preservers that you put on that have the little safety light. And they also have two strings that you can pull. It will automatically inflate them in case of mid-water or...
So you're saying exit to a parallel world when everyone transitions? Is that what you're trying to get at?
No, not at all. If the plane's down and you're trying to get off the sinking plane, the closest door may be behind you.
Meaning a parallel world or meaning?
No, nobody's fucking saying that about no parallel world. It's getting the fuck off the plane.
Okay.
Now,
look
that
at all
can,
options.
See,
it could be in front of you, behind you.
That can apply. Yes, that can apply. And we get it because you've been listening. Yes, indeed, sometimes that is what we're speaking about. But more times than not, we just want you to be aware of the means of egress. And if you're, hey, Steve, if you're very aware of the means of egress, makes no difference if it's out of your house, out of your car, out of your boat, out of the plane, out of the train, out of this world.
Yeah.
Still a means of egress.
Mm.
Right?
So any situation that's in peril, you're going to know how to exit without any issues.
Correct. And what you're going to find, the more you connect with non-physical, which you have and you are, and everything is fine here, the more you connect with 1%, the more you connect with non-physical, the more ease that we're going to have the ability and connection and conductivity to affect it. You see?
Hmm. You might be there opening the door for us.
Well, we have.
Popping the chute.
We have. And no, darling, we know how much you love popping the chute. We'd never take that away from you. They're so rare it gets to happen. No, no, no. That's right. We know. We would let you pull it, honey. We'd slide first so we can catch them as they're falling.
Okay.
The better question, Steve, is we said months and months and months ago that when platinum reaches the price of gold or gold reaches the price of platinum, to swap them, okay?
Yes.
And now what you find for the first time ever in history is that you have gold historically more expensive by $100 or so, more than platinum, which is would say, Bob would say, that's completely cross from what you said, Ion. And we'd say, yes, absolutely it is. But there was a handful of human creators that are part of the 1% who were trying to work out some details so that they would have the ability to participate. So we held back the whole fucking process, giving them the ample opportunity to be able to engage at the level that they desired. Now, there are others who did it the right way, the way they were supposed to, who would say, my position is tanking because you're holding the boat back, non-physical, for everyone else. And we'd say, it's okay, because until you sail, you've not lost anything. And they go, oh, yeah, that's right, I still do have it. So then all of a sudden, everybody wins. Okay? And beforehand, way, way back, because see, you started early on, we'd say it's up to the human creators and please yourself and fuck your bliss or follow your bliss or do something.
Take the dog out of the fight.
Take the dog out of the fight. The heatness out of the fire. Well, now you're noticing a shift that we're a bit more punchy about things.
Yeah,
if you
are.
Noticed. And that's good because we say that you've got more than enough. If it's half as good as we say it is, your life ought to be euphoric bliss. And you agree it's better. No harm. Everybody's happy. Mm-hmm. But you're happy where you are and you're ready for more. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that the one percenters don't have an inside line with non-physical to give them an independent hand in something that they're developing or working through. Because if you recall, we never said that even as a god, you wouldn't have contrast. We just said that the contrast that you have, the contrast that you have would become less and less and less and less, or not as a big, hairy thing. You see, you have contrast, but it's little shit, like what you want off the menu.
Right.
Rather than being able to pay for whatever's on the menu. See, there's a difference. Both are contrasting.
What was that again about the menu?
Okay. The contrast may be in a restaurant, you look at the menu. Well, number one, you can't see it, so you got to have your cheaters to see it because the light's not good. That's a problem right there. Okay. You get something, you can see it. The contrast may be to decide what it is you'd like to eat for dinner.
Yeah.
And you've been out with people who take 45 minutes to decide, and whatever you order, they change their mind when you should have just ordered first so they could order what you got and been happy with it. Okay? That's contrast.
Mm-hmm.
Another contrast would be, oh, my gosh, I can't invite them to dinner because I only have this many resources. And if I invite them to go with me, I got to pay for them. And they're going to order the Chateaubriand with two lobster tails.
Mm-hmm.
And that won't end well. So I'll just not go.
Mm.
That's contrast, too.
Right.
Okay? So both are contrast. But one, deciding of what you want to eat can't be hardly as tachycardia inducing as wondering how you're going to pay for the meal you're going to order.
Yeah.
But both are contrast.
Right. It's all degrees.
That's correct. And that's why we will no longer abide these degree of separation things, because they're fruitless, they're ridiculous, they'll get you in a rabbit hole that you can't get out of. So it's easier for us to just say, get over it. We're not answering that crap because you don't want to know the answer. Why am I here? Who am I? When did I arrive? When will it be over? We'd say soon. Don't worry.
Mm. Is how included in that one?
It is. Who, what, when, where, how, and why. Any question. Now, we didn't say you couldn't use those. We just said you can't use them in the form of a question.
Okay.
If you're going to tell somebody how to do something, perfect. No problem. If you're asking them how can you do it, then you might as well not ask.
Yeah.
It's so interesting trying to watch one's language with that, because I find
the reason you have to watch it is because you don't know what the fuck you're saying, darling. That's the
yes,
trick.
Yes, I know, but when
and if you
say,
notice what you're actually saying, if you in playing with us, if you're aware, and you've done great with this, better than a lot. You're very aware of your language, like you're talking about how difficult it is to notice. When you form, if you think of a question or work through a question or develop a question and are able to convey it without a degree of separation, then every single time, without fail or exception, you'll get an answer that's meaningful. Has that not been your experience?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you told me that the Cardinals were going to win Game 6 and Harrison for the Rangers was going to win Game 7. Of the World Series.
Yes. And did the Cardinals not win it in 7?
No, you said the Rangers. Harrison, you said the pitcher for the Rangers was going to have a dominant performance in Game 7.
That's the way it seemed. Yes, that's the way it seemed, Steve. But if we went and actually listened to the words, it was probably ambiguous. But, yes, I had the impression that Nolan, somebody, would be a factor. And it was vague, as usual.
In 7.
No, the Rangers lost in Game 7. Harrison,
yeah, they lost, Ryan. And the impression you gave with your words was the Rangers would win. And they didn't.
And?
Well, I'm used to it. I don't have any problems. It's legend. What do you got? And legend?
Well, why do you say the Rangers were going to win Game 7?
Do it without that, baby.
Okay, well, you gave me Harrison was going to dominate Game 7. He'd have something to do with winning that game, and he got rocked.
No,
he gave up like 5 runs in the first 3 innings.
Well, then he was absolutely key for that game, wasn't he?
Key to let the Rangers down, you mean?
Oh, if that's what you call it. The up or down is a position, isn't it?
Did you have something to do with that?
Based on what we've said so far already, certainly. In the physical, absolutely. Because, see, it's gotten even better, Steve. That's the fun part. It was no creation. Then it became chip body. And now it's even come into physical, in the physical.
What does that mean, to come in the physical? Someone asked about
creating the physical.
Well, how's that different from creating the chip body?
Well, chip body can just say, have the news presented in such a way that says you've got this many marks in your checking account. And then the other would be having the physicality of human affecting humans in creation. Like
so
causing the car to run into your house.
Yeah, let's get an example of what you're saying.
Causing the car to run into your house to make the insurance pay so that you can get your house redone when you didn't have the money to do it.
That's affecting the physical and affecting the chip body is what I had with the timestamp.
That's right, that's right, that's right. Or Sue's schedule or Air Canada or the strike. Or, that's too much information.
Well, it's called the chemical
like
body
that.
Then. Chemical body world. You can affect that too.
Yes, and now Steve, that's very new. That's the first time ever. Abraham Lincoln would have liked us to have the position that we have now, then, but we did not. It would have been very different if that were the case. But you're right, because, Steve, you're noticing that it's going faster and faster and faster. It's like the old 32 feet per second. The longer you fall, the faster you go. Right? So that's valid, and you've noticed that, and you've brought it up, and it is a point.
So you affected his performance in Game 7. That's what you're saying. You've got the ability now through what you just described to affect create effect, or you could, yeah, exactly. That's
everything.
What I'm saying. So you did that to fuck with me, or you just did that just to show?
It's a good enough. It's a good enough reason. And there was one little person. Now wait, now it gets better. And also there was one little person that, when the beginning of the season, laid a wager. It was 999-1 that the Cardinals would go all the way. We couldn't miss that. That was priceless.
What does it mean to say you couldn't miss it? What did you do?
We couldn't let that go.
The 1% and the 9.
You mean that one person made that outrageous bet, and so you wanted to make sure they won it?
when you got a deal between the 99 and the 1, we're always going with the 1.
Yeah.
Yay.
Steve, they made Arsenal beat Chelsea last weekend or the weekend before, where it was, so I wouldn't have to change my email.
What are you referring to, Sasha? Osley, Chelsea, Chilton? What are you saying?
Arsenal is a football team. The Premier League is on, and they were like the underdogs and going to play Chelsea at home. And I had to do an email on the Friday for the Premier League tables, and my boss said to me, you're going to have to change it because Arsenal are playing Chelsea at home, and there's no way in hell they're going to win. And I was like, oh, yeah? And they beat them 6-0. At home.
And she had a little conversation, and she had a little conversation, and she says, this is the place where I activate my place of power. But she doubted, and she questioned. And she asked us, straight out, well, I'm not even going to give this 1 minute's worth of attention. Is that the right words?
Yeah.
Ion, you take care of it. I'm busy.
I love it.
Is that not the way a quote went, darling?
Pretty much, yep.
Well, and then there you go.
Good.
See, it's simple. Yeah. And now
I'd like to find out what happened. Hey, Sasha, put your mouth away from the mic. I don't know what you've said so far. Could you quickly, clearly say what you've been saying the last 5 minutes?
I had to do an email, like a graphical email for one of our stores, which had the tables for all of the top 7 teams in the Premier League. And it took me ages and ages and ages. And my boss at Arsenal was down there at number 7 or wherever it was. And my boss said to me that we're going to have to move them out of there because they're playing Chelsea at home and they will not win. They're going to get... Then I totally had a conversation with Ion about it. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm not going to do any more of the work on this email. And then I found out that they won 6-0, which is unbelievable. I mean,
that's the problem, Sasha. You're on Voiture or something, right?
Yeah.
I can hear.
Yeah, well, no, a key word. Oh, I hear most of it, but then the key word goes out. So you want, I don't know. Anyways, what happened? You wanted not to change it, and it didn't have to change because Ion helped you something?
Yeah.
Made the underdog win.
Yeah, that was huge underdog. Can I rephrase that, please? So what you're saying is she chose not to engage that, or she chose to engage it and leave it alone, or she...
Now, what she said was, when she'd just gotten through all these graphics, which was a huge, big thing for her to have to do in that world, computer world, and then as soon as she gets done and completed, her boss says, you're going to have to change that because there's no way in hell that they're going to beat Chelsea at home, the number one team, and you got the 7th ranked. Then now you're going to have to change all this, which is going to be a huge thing for her to have to do. And her response was, oh, really? And she didn't have anything to say about it, only that she'd already done all the work she was going to do, the action she was going to take on this. And then she also had a conversation with us regarding that outcome. And it was perfectly logical for us for that to be the outcome. And so it was.
Well, the outcome is the underdog beat the champ.
Let me just refine that.
The underdog beat the champ?
Yeah, the underdog came through. Now, was it because she chose to engage that and she had the intent because she wanted them to win because she put the time, energy, and effort into evaluating that process and she thought they had a good chance to win? Or was it because she disengaged from that thought and let it go and let it become what it was, which was an underdog upset? I mean,
well, not even that, really. It wasn't. If it was that complicated, she'd have screwed it up. It really was simpler than that. She just knew that she'd extended all the energy and the action that she was going to regarding that graphic, not the game, the graphic, the worky part, the job part.
So what, she had to evaluate the outcome before it happened? So she put a prognostication on it? Or what do you mean?
Well, she's right there. Ask her.
Were you putting together a prognostication of sorts? Or?
No, it was literally a case of nothing. I thought, I don't want to have to change this. My boss said that. We'll see.
What type of format was that? That was a graphical display of the outcome before it happened, like a display showing, like, who's had the most
competition to win? Yeah, and what's even more interesting about it was that so there was a table, so there was a bunch of games that happened all weekend. So I could have shifted all of the places. All of the teams that I laid out, 1 to 7, were all in order, and all I had to do was change the amount of points as well. So that you know, that was another anomaly. That, you know, they could have been, like, Chelsea could have been number 6 or number 3, and Manchester United could have been at 1, and, you know, and I might have shuffled those all around as well, but all I had to do was just to change the points. The point, what to your question, was really that my boss said that to me, and I thought, we'll see, and then I forgot about it. It just went, literally never minded it until my partner told me. That he said to me, did you hear about the result between Arsenal and Chelsea? And I said, what? He said, they thrashed them 6-0. And I went, I screamed.
Yeah, it's like,
I knew
it's like Loyola beating Notre Dame. It rarely happens, you know?
So, Ian, right. You intervened physically. What did you actually do for them that won?
We made it so, number one.
How do you do that? How did you do that? Did you, like, give them extra juice? Step
Sue,
up their coathanite intake or something?
Sue, would you please go over with the top 99%er the degrees of separation one more time? We think he's forgotten.
Well, we get the same answer. Well, you should accept those words. We know those words are illusory, but it saves a lot of time if you get the point of the question.
Good luck,
I'm asking
good luck
what
for you,
you
there's
what,
not any.
Well, we always got to go, are there factors we didn't consider in understanding how you intervened?
Yes, there are. And those factors are predicated outcome of magnetism, polarity within Sasha's frequency had a direct bearing and outcome on what the world physically got as the outcome. Yes.
So you didn't, it's not like a Hollywood movie presented. You Ian comes in disguised as a hobo or a usher and walks up and rubs a solution on the quarterback. And then that makes him a super quarterback. It wasn't something like that. You affected it through Sasha.
That's old school. That's Abraham
right.
Lincoln days.
Yeah.
That's the
Well, that's what we're thinking of as physical. So, but you just said something about affecting Sasha. Is that what you did? You affected Sasha?
We embraced Sasha's frequency, which affected polarity, which activated magnetism, which pushed Chelsea to the opposing end of the field.
Well, let me ask you this, though. So I coach
sure.
a lot.
Yeah.
I coach kids. So it
yeah.
seems when I'm real positive and I give them a super boost of confidence with a surety and rooting
not your
for them,
job.
Well, no, I'm asking. What I'm saying is then sometimes I have a lot of success that way. But if you just sit there and you don't say nothing and you kind of criticize the kids on their performances, then you don't have such a good outcome. So what's the difference between...
Well, but that's not how Paul Bear Bryant did it.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. So what's the difference between being engaging utterly in what you're doing and or just letting it go and...
Well, you don't let it go.
Over.
We didn't say... Sasha didn't let it go. She went at it head to head.
Yeah, she said she ignored it. She said she gave up.
No, that's not what she said. What she said was after she'd completed all this action, she says, oh, we'll see. And then she let
Well, Sasha, did you have an intent of outcome after that? did you want that to happen, or did you just let it go and not even think about it?
I'm sorry, I was just laughing because in my last session I had got into eye on the difference between to intend and intention.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, what I got into with eye on, right, is that the word intend is an onus, an intention with the action is an isness. So I would say, and Ion, you can correct me if I'm wrong, that I intended
Arsenal to...
Sorry?
That hasn't occurred yet.
What hasn't occurred yet?
You being wrong.
That's so that I accepted the onus of the fact that Arsenal would win and let it go. It's because it already happened. So that's essentially the best way I can describe it. It's not.
Let's do it this way. You're the printer of the T-shirt company that's got the contract to make the T-shirts for whichever wins. Well, if you notice, they do that where one company gets both contracts because one's going to make a fortune on the T-shirts that win and the others aren't going to be worth anything. They can't even let them out. So it's not fair for letting one company have it and another company have it, and then whoever wins gets the monies. See, that's not fair. But except if Sasha were working on it, then that would have an effect on the outcome, and that contract would be much more valuable, you see. Is that a better analogy?